Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So, guys, you know, I just wanted to come and, as usual, have a conversation with you all about business, all about your business, all about our business, all about how we are moving forward in business, right? So for those of you who are new to my page or new to the group, I'm Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs just like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So tell me in the comments if you can see me and hear me clearly. Tell me if you can see me and hear me clearly, guys. Tell me if you can see me and hear me clearly. I'm just removing something from my page. Yeah. So I just want to come on today on this rainy, cold Monday and remind you about something that is very fundamental to your business. Guys, a lot of times you are overcomplicating your process. Now, for every business, whether you're online or whether you're a brick and mortar business, you have to have a process, right? That's like our standard operating procedures. Like, how do we move our clients from where they are to where we want them to be? How do we get people to our emails? How do we get people to our blogs? How do we get people to go to our websites and buy from us? How do we move our clients through our sales funnels, right? We have all these different processes. How do we get the product to the clients once they have made the purchase online? What does that look like? How long does it take? What is the packaging involved? What, you know, all of these things. And yes, we are supposed to have these standard operating procedures, but a lot of times entrepreneurs struggle with it because they are complicating the process. And what I want to remind you is that if the process is complicated to you, imagine what it feels like to somebody trying to buy from you. You want to make the process of buying from you as easy and as seamless as possible, guys. You want to make that delivery of your product or service as seamless as possible. I wrote in the group this morning that, you know, I had a client who reached out to me and said, you know, she was not getting any sales. And we walked through her process. We walked through her pricing. We walked through her messaging. We walked through her visibility, like where she was showing up, how she was showing up, all of those great things. And nothing was wrong with it. Minor tweaks. Nothing was wrong with it. You know, what was it? The biggest thing? Her process for her clients to buy was too complicated. They had to do at least 3 or 4 things before they actually got to the product, right? Or got her product. And by eliminating those steps and making it like your clients could literally read your emails and click on the link and buy one time, or read your post and click on the link and buy one time, or listen to your video and jump in the comments and click on the link and buy one time, or they can jump into your bio and click on the link and get access to the product or the service one time. You know what I mean? You want to simplify. Yeah, that's the word. You want to simplify the process of people buying from you. Even if you're one of those businesses that don't share your price and structures one time, right? Because I know a lot of you like to put your DM for prices or whatever strategies that you're using, and that's fine. But you also don't want to make it hard for people to buy, and that's why I'm not a really big fan of that, right? Unless you're doing really customizable things, right? Then I understand, yes, you need you need to have a specific conversation with people to figure out exactly what they want so that they can purchase from you. But you want to make the process from the time a client says that they're interested in your product or your service to the point of where they buy from you as easy as possible. So what I'm saying to you is, as a business owner, you want to spend some time actually writing out a map of what that process is like. So I post on social media because I'm promoting a particular product or service. And this is my call to action. I'm telling people to DM me. I'm telling people to click on the link. And once that happens, what is the next stage? You don't want your client to have to go through 3 to 4 stages to get the thing that they want from me. Because the fact of the matter, if they click on the link or if they send you a DM, means that they are interested, means that they are now your warm audience. They have gone from being a cold audience to being a warm audience. So you want that transition to saying yes, that I want this thing to be as seamless as possible, guys. Seamless, right? So you want to move it along as quickly as possible. Even if you are at a stage where you are not accepting like online payments, like you're not accepting like credit card payments, but they can pay you via bank statements, right? You want to set up a system where if somebody says to you, I need to pay you via online banking, how can I do that? That you have that accessible to them as soon as possible. What I did, because a lot of my clients pay via credit card and a lot of my clients pay via bank details, and what I did, I created a visual, like an actual graphic, that has my bank details. It has all the information that they would need. So every time somebody says they need to pay me by online banking, I literally just send them that image. That image is on my phone, it's on my computer, it's literally a click away, because the process has to be easy for me as well, right? So that it's easy for them. You want to make your processes as easy as possible. Even that delivery process, you want to make that as easy as possible. You know, you want to make when people come into your inbox, right? There's another thing that I did already in one of my businesses. When people come into the inbox to ask questions, all the questions that I know that they would ask is there up front for them. So in our instance, the questions that they would ask, and it will be different for your business, right? So it's not a one size fits all, but you have to really be in tune with your audience, with your clients, right? And what are the questions that they would ask? So for us, for example, our questions were, where are we located? What days and time are we open? And what is the cost, right? So now if anybody messages us on Facebook or Instagram, those three answers come up immediately. And then the other thing was, how do you book? Right, those four answers come up immediately, so that they, even though they didn't ask where we are, they knew that, but they wanted to find out what days and times we are open. They have all that information, and then obviously tell them how to go ahead and book. And that eliminates a lot of the back and forth and the biting your teeth to get information from people. And that also helps you save time, because you don't have time to be sitting down to answer every single time somebody sends you a DM. Who has that time? Who has that time, right? So if you can automate that process as well, go right ahead and do that. You guys, do not overcomplicate your processes. It is important to have a process. It is important to have standard operating procedures, but they are not supposed to be long-winded. The purpose of your standard operating procedures is for you to be very clear about how things are going to run in your business, and also for your audience to be able to buy from you or interact with you or engage with you as easily as possible. A lot of times entrepreneurs come to me and they are struggling to make money, and they are struggling not because their products and services are not great, not because they're not being consistent, not because their pricing is off, not because of any of those things, but because the process to even buy from them is so complicated and long-winded. I'm an online shopper and I like to spend less than 2 minutes. Bye. I see something, I want to go on, I want to click, and I want to move on. That's it. I know it's coming to me, and I'm going to get it in 48 hours or whatever. That's it. Right? Because I've already decided this is the thing that I want. Now, if I had to click on that link and then fill out all my information and then answer a questionnaire, and then you're going to lose your clients like that. So you want to make it as easy as possible. When you're sending out your emails as well, instead of just saying check my website to buy, why not give them the link to your website, and in fact give them the link to the actual product or service that you are promoting to them in the email itself, right? Give them the exact link that you want them, that will drive them to the thing that you want them to buy from you. Guys, simplify the process as much as possible, right? And these are things that I always call, you know, I tell you, those are low-hanging fruits. Those are things that you could go in and fix as easily as in 5 minutes. Just take out some of these steps, make it as easy, make it quick, right? Because all of this is part of your customer service, right? Make it quick, make it easy, and just simplify that process for yourself as well as for your clients. And that is one of the things that really affects how often you make sales. You'll be surprised about the little things that affect how often you make sales, right? We tend to feel it's about the visuals and posting every hour on the hour and all those things, right? And no, sometimes those things, yes, do affect it, but sometimes it's the little things that affect you getting the sales. And a big part I've seen, like in my conversations last week with entrepreneurs, is your processes. You have to make sure that your process is very clear, make sure it's very simple, make sure it's very direct, make sure people know exactly what they're going to get, how they're going to get it, when they're going to get it, and the benefits of it, and direct them straight to it so that they can buy from you immediately and you can start receiving those daily sales. Yeah? So that is my message to you today.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.